With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. In a recent poll, a solid majority favors President Trump's proposal to give tariff refund checks to income-qualified Americans.
President Trump has suggested the idea of providing what he's termed tariff dividend payments of $2,000 to low- and middle-income Americans. The latest Rasmussen Report's national survey finds 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of that idea, funded by revenue from the tariffs. That includes 34% who strongly approve of the idea. 29% disapprove. George Williams, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says 2026 is when the U.S. economy will really take off thanks to Trump administration economic policies.
We've had two 4% quarters before the Schumer shutdown. We're going to go back to that. So not only are we going to have great growth, but it's going to be low inflationary growth. And stock market obviously is following, but next year is going to be the year for Main Street as all this kicks in.
Bessent made his prediction during last week's final cabinet meeting of the year. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine this weekend, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air raid alerts. Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down many of the drones and missiles, but several locations were struck, wounding at least 8 people. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant temporarily lost power during the assault. California officials warning foragers about a deadly outbreak linked to wild mushrooms. The state poison control system has identified 21 cases of amatoxin poisoning, likely from death cap mushrooms. These toxic mushrooms are often mistaken for the edible ones. One adult has died. Several patients, including children, have severe liver damage. This is SRN News. Families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope inside the sanctuary until February 2nd. Official figures indicate that more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. Human trafficking, kidnapping, acts of retaliation, and forced recruitment by drug cartels are amongst the causes. The phenomenon has affected Latin America for decades, and each country family members have spent much of their lives searching for their relatives. The Texas Tech University system is restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in class. Chancellor Brandon Creighton has also introduced a process for professors to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents if it touches on those topics. This is SRN News. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, December the 7th. It's the 341st day of 2025. There are just 24 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the Constitution. On this date in 1941, Japan launched an air raid on the U.S. base at Pearl Harbor. The U.S. declared war the next day. This is SRN News.